What is going on, everybody? What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Team Boyd TV Live. We're doing our off-season coverage with the divisional breakdowns. I am your boy, Big Q, representing hashtag Urban Arena. I got my mans in them with me. I got the homie, the Raven Shogun. What's going on, Raven Shogun? What's happening?
Yo. What up, Glass? YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, all the things all that Big Q like all to that. Do.
Yes.
What's happening?
All that good stuff. And I got the Sage of Sports. Glass is in the building. What's going on, Glass?
What up, people? The bros, JB, Big Q, everybody out there in social media. We appreciate you guys joining in. Check it out.
Yes, now we are live on Twitch. We are live on YouTube. We are live on Periscope. And for the first time, we finally got it popping. We're live on Urban Arena on Facebook. So go ahead and join us. If you guys are watching us on Facebook, go ahead and join the Urban Arena Facebook page. We got Glass and Uncle Hate and Diego doing all type of sports. You got Team Boy TV that doing NFL stuff. We got all kind of stuff popping. For people watching in the audience, is our audio good? I worked all day on this. Is the audio tight tonight? Is the audio good? I've been working hard on it to make sure it was tight tonight. It should be good. Let us know in the comment section if the audio is looking all right. What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling tonight, man?
I'm good, bro.
Ready to go.
Yeah, so you trying to become like an Iron Man. You hitting the gym and you doing all this cool stuff with yourself, ain't your glass? What's going on?
Hey, man, I ain't going to fake the funk, man. I'm hurting right now, but it's all good, man. No pain, no gain, bro.
That's what they say, right? That's your thing, JB. You let them know. That's what you do, right?
Hey, every day, man. I'm going out to get off the air.
Man, I need to get it, man. And get it right. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got the AFC South tonight, which we promised 2 weeks ago. We were on a hiatus last week, but that's okay. We are back in full effect. We're going to get involved in this AFC South. Man,
but
I'm going to tell you.
That's some headlines. We got a couple.
It's a couple of them in there. But let me break it down. So what a difference a year and a half made, Glass. Like 2 years ago, you know, and the Houston Texans was owning this division by default. They were just waking up in the morning and they were division champions like every year, perennial. It was good. The following year, it looked like the Jacksonville Jaguars was getting ready to make a statement, right? Looked like they were getting ready to strong arm the division and take it over completely. So now things have changed and we ain't really seeing much out of anything, but Andrew Luck is back, kinda, not really, but sorta, right? We'll talk about it a little bit later, right? And we got a few different things going on in Tennessee, man. So quarterback controversy, maybe, you know, who knows, right? You know, some things going on there. All right, Glass, set us up. What we heading to first?
All right, as always, we're going to start from the bottom and work our way to the top. So last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars, shockingly, had a 5-11 record in the division. They was 1-5. Of course, the top quarterback passer was Blake Bortles, 243 completions out of 403 attempts for 2,718 yards, 13 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, but it doesn't matter right now because he is playing for the he's the backup for the Los Angeles Rams. Top rusher, Leonard Fournette, 133 attempts for 439 yards, 5 TDs. Top receiver, D.D. Westbrook, targeted 101 times with 66 receptions for 717 yards, 5 TDs, 3 fumbles. And the top defensive players are Calais Campbell with 10.5 sacks, and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
The Briggs Cook man for 3 interceptions.
Yeah, OJ Ram, JB. So, look, man, the Jacksonville Jaguars, look, I lost a lot of points in the pick 'em or shut up last year. Fooling with these Jags, man, JB. I don't know, man. I rolled the dice on them heavy because of what they was able to do the year before, knocking out heavy hitters like the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, they was just knocking out. Oh, man, they took on the New England Patriots in the years past. They were lining up against the biggest, baddest people in the AFC and was able to pull off some wins. And now, last year, at the bottom fell out, JB. What you think about it, man?
No veteran leadership. I mean, you only can get by with young, raw talent for so long. And then success happens, and you can't have success. I mean, it's one guy, their main guy, I think he's bigger than the team. And so and this is what happens. It's showing up to practice and all, demanding all this money and no veteran leadership, man. And this is what you get.
I just want to know how you go from having a top five defense to pretty much just being non-existent, Glass. Like, with Calais Campbell and Jalen Ramsey and among some other people that they had, they were doing some amazing things. And then,
right,
you know.
Well, last year it was ranked fourth, so they didn't make a drop. I just think they was tired of shouldering the load of the team because the offense wasn't doing nothing. Right. You know, Blake Bortles, three and out. They was getting tired of it. I think it was just warm. You know, they didn't have that magic that they had the year before. And they was just like, they slowed the engine down at the end of the year. Yeah. I mean, not even at the end of the year. Shoot, they started off, 1-3 or something that?
Which was surprising. Like I told you, had me messed up in the pick'em, shut up. Had me messed up in my pick'em league. I don't know, man. I won't get fooled again. I tell you that much. Right? But what they need, I think they need a boost in the offense, right? We talked about it briefly. The defense, it definitely could need some help there too. I mean, you know, you add a couple more linebackers there, some young guys come in and help them out. But man, the offense has been stagnant in Jacksonville for a hot minute. You know, they ain't really been known for throwing the points up on the board like that. What they've been known for is making sure that other team don't score no more than 13, 11 points. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they was getting by.
All right, let me ask you guys something. You think Nick Foles going to make a drastic difference positively?
In Jacksonville?
Yeah, Nick Foles?
Absolutely. They were hamstrung by the quarterback position. Definitely. Right. Bortles didn't throw no more than 40 yards deep per game. It was always check down Charlie or it was a sack. Or he turned it over. So their Achilles heel was, well, not their Achilles heel, but their detriment was their bad quarterback play.
People drag Blake Bortles all the time. And I know you can pull up his interception to touchdown ratio count and you can pull up all that stuff. But man, I believe what Jacksonville was building, I think he did an okay job. Now, is there an upgrade from Bortles to Foles? Absolutely. But I can't just let everybody put everything on Bortles like that. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he can't throw the ball to himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, what a wide receiver is that? You know, they got Leonard Fournette. And that's it. That's all they got on offense, right? That's it.
They have some guys over there. Like Hearns, there was a few other guys.
Yeah.
It was a lot of guys over there that could catch the ball. And right. You going to run slants all game. You're going to run outs all game.
Right.
You're going to run digs all game. There was no big play. They had the big playability in the guys on the outside, just not the quarterback. I don't even know if it was arm strength. The guy just never would throw the ball no more than 40 yards. Just wouldn't do it. You show me tape of it, and they won the game. I'll be a liar.
There you go. What you got, Glass?
All I got to say with Jalen Ramsey, I have no problem with him. If you talk the talk, walk the walk, I think he does that. But he had put his team, put the whole team had a target on their back with that. Was that interview when he called out all the quarterbacks?
Oh yeah,
that ain't helping none. He had nobody to back him up on that. So
I think he lost against all of them, including
absolutely. I think they ran the gauntlet on him because they were like, "Yo, you got a lot to say." All right, you know we know how we do it, man. Let's see if y'all got any more faith in the Jacksonville Jaguars than we had last year. So they got a nice little bye week right in the middle of the schedule. They got a straight 9 games, and then they got a bye week at week 10. They open up the season at home against the Patrick Mahomes, on the road against the Texans. Then they got the Titans coming in, the Broncos on the road, then the Panthers. Come home to the Saints. They got the Bengals on the road. They got the New York Jets, and they got the Texans again. So they got both of their divisional games against the Houston Texans at the beginning of the season, the first half of the season. Then they got the rest of it going to be happening later on, which is going to be kind of tough. How about that open right there, Glass? You got open up the season against Patrick Mahomes, and then you got a divisional game in Houston, and then you got Tennessee coming back in there. And then they got the Broncos and the Panthers. So that first 5 games, man, that is a stretch. That is a real tough stretch, right? They might can handle Tennessee at home. You know, they might be able to handle Tennessee at home. But that's I don't know, man. That's all I really see. Maybe get that road win against Cincinnati, Maybe get another home win against New York. And I'd probably say another home win against the Houston Texans, right? They might split with the Texans. So, those first nine games, I got them 4-5. JB, what you see there, man?
You gave them the Titans game. I don't think so. They're 1-5 against them in the last three seasons.
True.
So that's two sweeps in there. They're going to start off in a hole. I don't want to give them no games in the first five, but man,
It looks rough, man. It really does. I that's a tough schedule right there, Glass. What you got?
Man, it's rough. Chiefs, Texans lost. Titans might be a win. Broncos, I'm going to give it to my Broncos. We got a new head coach. People ain't ready for him. Panthers going to be rough. It's going to be a close game. Give it to them. Saints
on the road.
Nope. Bengals, I think they can get the Bengals.
I'll get the Bengals.
Yeah. Jets. I'm giving the Jets. And we said the Texans.
Texans at home. So you got, I thought they could probably match up well with the Texans at home. The Texans probably going to beat them in Houston, maybe. Right? I think they're going to split with Houston.
I'm giving them 5-4.
Okay, you're giving one more game than I did. Okay, cool.
And the first nine or up until the bye?
Yeah, up until the bye.
Up to the bye.
Okay. So you said 5-4. I'm going to go 2-6.
Woo!
Oh. Wow.
Oh, that's only eight games.
Yeah. You're missing two more of them.
3-6. What do that?
Okay, there you go. 3-6.
And that's the Jets, Texans, and Cincinnati. That's all I'm giving.
Yeah. I threw in the Tennessee game. I think when they go to Tennessee going to show them something late in the season. That's a Thanksgiving week. Everybody going to be on a short week that week. That might be the kicker. I think the matchup with them against Tennessee in Jacksonville, I don't know. I kind of like Jacksonville there. All right, so after the bye, let's go and see what we got going on after the bye here. So after the bye, we come back and we got our first crack at the new look Indianapolis Colts on the road, and then we're going to Tennessee. The Bucks come in there, Chargers come in there. They go out to we're not playing in Oakland this year. That's in LA. I mean, in Las Vegas this year, right?
No, not yet.
Still in Oakland. Yep. Okay. All right. So then you got a trip out to Oakland, then a trip out to Atlanta, and then you got the Colts at home to finish things off. I don't like their chances in Indy. Like I said, I don't like their chances. Them two road games, I think they're gonna drop both of them. They might can get the Bucks. I don't like them. I like them at home against the Chargers too. You know, don't like them. Well, you know what? The Raiders are kind of weak this year. I like them against the Raiders. So things are looking up. And you know what? I actually like with Nick Foles at the helm and Leonard Fournette. I think they can muster enough offense to kind of keep Atlanta at bay. Never mind. I take that back. So I gave the Colts the first game. I'm going to give Jacksonville the last one. So those last games, so I gave them 4-5. Let's go ahead and raise them up. I gave them 1, 2, 3 games. So look, like I'm going to squeeze I'm gonna go eight and eight. I like 8-8. You know, Glass, right. what you like?
All right, man. What was the first half? I said 5-4. I can see them push out 3. I'm gonna give them the Oakland Raiders game for some of the fact they gonna win against the Falcons and the Colts at the end of the year. Yeah. So I'm gonna give them a 3-4. So that that's 8-8. 8-8.
Yeah, I like 8-8 too. All right, JB, that leaves you, sir. What you think?
5-11. They're gonna make them 5-11. They're gonna make the mistake and pay Ramsey, and it ain't gonna work out. his contract gonna strap the team after they realize that everybody else is. I don't think Foles is enough. Foles is viable. He's serviceable, but that's not. They need more.
Wait a minute. They got Foles on a 1-year rental.
Well, that's it. I mean, they're gonna probably renew him
So that's what I'm saying. So you got Foles as a 1-year rental, as a former Super Bowl champion, right? probably gonna be the best quarterback this team has seen since what's my man's name from back in the day? I can't think of his name. Oh God, I can't think of his name. But you know, and so they're gonna have to lock him down some kind of way, JB. I think Foles still got some gas in the tank. I think they offer Foles their money before Ramsey.
Ramsey still that's got two. And then my 5-11, 6-10 yeah. record is pretty much stand true. And there's gonna be some friction. I mean, the guy's 2 weeks away from a holdout.
Yeah,
well, they don't get paid.
But he still got another year on his contract on his rookie deal.
Hey, my man had two. Ramsey. Ezekiel got 2 years left, and he's trying to negotiate. So I don't think that matters.
I mean, really don't, but technically you got another year and they can franchise him. So look, they got to get this quarterback situation straightened out. They got to do that. In another 2 years, Fournette gonna come up. They got to save money for him. They probably gonna renew him before his time is up. So look, it ain't enough money to. I mean, I like Jalen Ramsey, but has he done enough to warrant them thinking about renewing him before 2020? You know what I'm saying? I don't know about that.
This guy got a losing record against WR1s in the league.
Right. You know? I say we wait to 2020 and see what's up. That's what I think, Lass. I don't know.
For what, the quarterback?
No, for the cornerback. For Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, cornerback. Well, I mean, you know what? I don't know. What's the GM's name? I can't remember. The ex-head coach for New York. I don't think he cared for him too much for all the antics and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting if they're going to pay him or not. Somebody going to pick him up, but whether Jacksonville, I would rather pay Nick Foles before I pay Jalen Ramsey for the simple fact you need a quarterback. Number one, number two, Nick Foles, you probably get at the cheap. So he'd be my first. Well, no matter how this year goes, if the year go well, then Nick Foles comes before Jalen Ramsey, and the quarterback you was talking about was Mark Brunell.
The best DB on that team don't talk, and that's Bouye. Jalen Ramsey, the last guy that talked that big that played on the edge or on the island by himself won a Super Bowl. They produced the Super Bowl, and that was Richard Sherman. This guy got beat by most of all the WR1s in the league. That's just talk, man.
Yep, and then got showed up by a veteran and Steve Smith Sr. that 1 year. Steve Smith Sr. took him to school, but that's a whole other story for another day. So, look, me and Glass got the Jacksonville Jaguars at 8-8. JB, you gave him 5-11.
All right.
All right, Glass. So that does it for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What's next on the plate?
All right, next up, we got the Tennessee Titans that finished the season 9-7, 3-3 in the division. Top passer, of course, is Marcus Mariota, 228 completions out of 331 attempts for 2,528 yards, 11 TDs, 8 interceptions. He got to clean up the interceptions. Top rusher, Derrick Henry, 215 attempts for 1,059 yards, 12 TDs, 1 fumble. Top receiver is Corey Davis, targeted 112 times with 65 receptions for 891 yards and 4 TDs, 1 fumble. Top defensive player, Jarrell Casey, 7 sacks. Kevin Byard, 4 interceptions.
All right. So I had to make sense in that text message back. Okay. All right. So the Tennessee Titans, they brought in, who did they bring in at quarterback? They brought him in from Miami. What was the guy's name?
Tannehill.
Yeah. So look, first of all, JB, if you are the Tennessee Titans, you roll the dice heavy on Marcus Mariota went what? Was he went? He went 2 overall, right? It was Winston and then Mariota, right? So he's a high draft pick, and then you're gonna bring in another first rounder in Tannehill to I guess compete for the job. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think, they trying to light a fire under Mariota or something?
Oh yeah, no. I think so. You know, Vrabel, he all about mixing up, pushing whoever's supposed to be the starter, pushing them to get him better. So I have no problem with Tannehill being behind Mariota.
Yeah.
Got to see what we got.
Well, here's the thing, though, JB. I don't think that Tannehill is going to settle and want to. It's just going to take it on the chin as being a QB2. I think that he has every intention on competing with Mariota for that job. You know what I mean?
I don't. Th- I, I think that Mariota is better than Tannehill in every way. Tannehill is a bit mobile. Mariota is head shoulders above him as a mobile QB, or dual threat and a passer. Plus, he's been to the playoffs. Plus, Mariota's a division winner. Tannehill has none of that on his resume. So, I mean, now granted, whatever if he's motivated by that in camp and through the preseason, that remains to be seen. But as far as body of work, proven body of work, it should be close. It's a bad motivation for Mariota to have Tannehill trying to push him. I think it's a bad look.
You think so? It could have been Osweiler. It could have been that guy. But I don't know. I think it's enough glass to have Mariota at least glance over his shoulder. You know what I'm saying? At least, maybe think about that one dive. Maybe not doing that one dive or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I promise you, it will not come down to something so minuscule, man. You got to manage the game. Yeah. You got to have no turnovers. You got to be able to, there's moments where you're gonna have to sell out for the team. And the Tannehill, Blake Bortles, they somehow the same. They won't sell out for the team. I think Bortles was the master of, and Tannehill padded stats in trash time in a losing game.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I mean, I don't see any type of switch for Mariota. I done seen him do some stuff, but man, he just don't got that. That dog in him, man. He don't got that to me. He just wanna do his job, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm happy to be here. You know what I mean? Like I don't know, man. Like if it came down to it, and I had to choose, Mariota wouldn't be my top 10. I would look at some young guys before I looked at Mariota. I don't even know what made his stock go to number 2 in the first place, to be honest with you.
What is that about Mariota that he has to show you? Look at the team. Tannehill had teams. Bortles has had teams.
Yeah.
And they sucked at quarterback so bad.
So you keep throwing Bortles' name in there. I done seen Bortles 2 years ago.
Tannehill and Bortles is the same thing. That's the same
quarterback. I done seen Bortles strap up and get right. I done seen him take over some games. I know is they far and few and in between, but he done had a few games where he stepped up, but I'll never see that.
Ooh,
in
Bortles,
yeah, Bortles.
Shit, show me them games.
You can't put 45 points up on the Pittsburgh Steelers without Blake Bortles. You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah, the defense had a lot to say about that. Too.
The defense had something to say about that. Fournette had something to say about that, and Blake Bortles' feet, not his arms, had something to say about that.
How well he sold play action or just hand the ball off, then that's something to you.
45 points. 45 points.
Once again, it wasn't his arm; it was his feet more so than anything.
I'll get a defense 14 of them 45, but come on, man, y'all gonna get bored of something out of this.
We're talking about Tannehill right now.
Right.
But okay.
All right, let me jump in real quick to answer your question, Big Q. Mariota, he was a quality. He is a quality quarterback, and he was one of the top quarterbacks when he came out in the draft. He just have a low ceiling. I don't know. Just like you said, he don't have that dog in him, and I think he might have reached his limit. You know what I'm saying?
I think so too.
Hold up.
You don't push a guy like him, whatever his ceiling may be, his potential maybe. You don't push a guy like him with Ryan Tannehill.
Hey, look, you gotta get it when you can get it. Who else is out there? Right, who else out there for real?
Man, just get off the topic a little bit. I heard Gruden on the radio talking about he is high off Nathan Peterman. What the hell is going on, man?
And that's why they're going to be at the bottom.
Right. What is going on right now? Tannehill in the jersey, get out of here, man. That guy's
going to be out
of here. Shout out to Uncle Hayden on Facebook, man. What's up, man?
Uncle Hayden's on Facebook? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't see the Facebook deal, but yeah, I get it. All right, so we got that schedule up, champ. All right, let's see. The Tennessee Titans. So far, we got an 8-8. 8-8 on the – who was the first team? The Texans. No, wait a minute.
Jacksonville.
Right. So we had the Texans where? We had the Texans, were they better than that or worse?
What you mean?
We're only down one team right now.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay.
They finished third in the division.
Okay, I want to know where we were. Okay, cool. Okay, so here we go.
Bottom up, dude. Bottom up, bro.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, we open the season, what I think is going to be a thriller in Cleveland, right? It's going to be good. It's going to be a good game right there. We got Cleveland. We got to come home and play against the Colts, first divisional matchup. On the road against the Jags, then they're going to make another stop at the ATL on their way up to Buffalo. No, Buffalo comes up there to see them. Then they got the Broncos in the building. We got the Chargers in there. We got the Bucks at home. We got Panthers on the road. And we got the Chiefs at home. Okay. So I think, you know, Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield, what's that wide receiver's name? With the hair, which he ain't got no more. What's his name?
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham. Them dudes, they're going to make a statement week one. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Them dudes are pretty much unbeatable week one. I'm just letting you know that right now. Cleveland ain't going to get beat to nobody in week one. So the Titans lose that. I'm telling you, JB, you're shaking your head. I'm just saying. I got Cleveland. I got them beating the Colts. Tennessee beating the Colts at home. I got them beating the Jags in Jacksonville. I got them losing in Atlanta. And we have Buffalo Bills coming there. That's interesting. I'm going to get Tennessee to win at home. They're going to go out to Mile High and probably get beat out there. Yeah, that's not a really good matchup right there. I don't like their chances against the Chargers. I like them against the Bucks. Carolina, Tennessee coming to Carolina. That's an interesting game. I like the Panthers there. And then we got the Chiefs coming in there, which I think is no contest. So I got them in the first 10. I got
no
them.
No contest. Crazy.
Man,
they're
going to mop the floor with them boys. I got them going.
Hey, Mariota beat them in the playoffs, bro.
Not on this day. Not on November 10th, 2019. It ain't going to happen. Let's see. I got them, I want to say 3-7, but I'm going to go and say 4-5. I can't say 4-5. I can say 4-6. I can say that. I can say 4-6.
Hell, you can say that. You say you can't say 3-7? Hell, I'm going to say 3-7.
I like 3-7. I like that, but man.
Man, there's too much defense coming at Mariota. I don't think he's going to. By week, I think Tannehill might be behind center.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the pick'em league.
Anwar Muhammad is in the building.
What's up, Anwar?
Anwar's in the building. He got the Titans 9-7.
Exactly.
So Titans 9-7? Wait. We at the bye week. We ain't done yet, man.
Okay.
I know. He gave us his full deal already. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I digress, JB. It was on you, right? Glass said 3-7.
Said
3-7,
man. 3-7,
man. He gave him one game less than I did. So, you know.
Okay. Easy. I got them beating the Browns, beating the Colts, beating the Jags, losing to Atlanta, losing to the Bills, losing a tight one against the Broncos. Losing to the Chargers, beating the Bucks, losing to the Panthers. So, what's that, 9? That's the first 9 before the bye?
Yeah, we got one more game. Got Patrick Mahomes coming in there.
They beat the Chiefs, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
so I'm giving them 6-3.
Whoa. 6-4, You said Pat Mahomes and the what's the tight end's name? Them boys, all them gonna come
actually,
all the way.
Okay, I'm gonna change that because I know Joe Flacco pretty interception prone. He's gonna throw something at Kevin. And the chance of Mahomes throwing picks like that, you know, that's just would be likely. So
I'll switch
and say Denver takes the L. And Kansas City beat
him. Okay.
Glass, it had to happen at some point in the show.
I knew it was coming.
You know Joe Flacco.
He was his boy until he came to my team. Now he ain't shit.
Kevin, but it's a family show, man. Kevin Byard will pick Joe off multiple times that game.
Wow.
Okay, okay, it's still, all good. It's all good.
Look, I
still don't. Two of them won't be his fault though, because you know.
Wow. Okay.
He throws check down from 90 miles an hour, so he'll come off the guy's hand and still get picked off though. All that's right. Joe Flacco.
So you said they're gonna win 6 out of the 10.
Yeah, 5. Let's be realistic, 5. But I don't know how that Panthers game may go, you know, but.
Okay.
Let's say 5. 5 or 4. That's fair.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna leave that one alone. Okay. So let's finish to see the week the season up. The last couple games, man, after the bye, week 11, they got Jacksonville at home. Then they got to go and see the Colts, 2 back-to-back divisional games. Raiders on the road. Then they got the Texans, 2 out of the 3 final weeks with the Saints squeezed in between. So I gave them 4-6 early, right? Give them 4-6 early, so let's say 4-5 against the Raiders, 6 against the Texans, and the home game, not the last game away. So they give them 6-10, right? Is that 6-10? Okay, that's I don't know, man. That's all I can muster, Glass. I can't come up with nothing else.
Man, after the bye, I got them split. They're going to win 3. They're going to lose 3. After everything settled, I'm with you, Big Q. They 6-10.
6-10, man. I like 6-10, JB. All right, let's see what the Ravens Shogun got to say about this.
They're going to win a division, 10-6.
Oh, wow.
They're going to win a division, easy. How serious is Andrew Luck's injury?
It's pretty. Look, they.
Wait. JB.
What's up, bro?
The Titans will win the division.
That's right. Easy.
Hold up, though, because look, Edward.
They won the division last year, right? If I'm not mistaken.
It was the Texans won the division last year, man.
He gave him one more game than Edward did. So these Ravens dudes got something going on, right? So Edward said 9-7. JB said 10-6. I'm saying, like.
10-6.
10-6 for the Titans. Okay, I got you down, man.
Yeah.
The Chunham League is going to be beautiful.
No, you tell me.
No pressure.
You telling me. I'm telling you. No pressure at all. You
bet
the house on the Jags last year. You did too, Q.
I did. Yep, I admit it.
I already told you. I didn't learn my lesson for that. But I'm still I'm still going. I am not putting no money, no stock into no Tennessee Titans. I can tell you that much. I'm
not doing that. Man. No. Contract year for Mariota, man. Get out of here. This man finna really do it.
Contract year for Mariota.
And Derrick Henry picked up where he left off, and Mike Vrabel picked up where he left off. They should win this division pretty easy because Deshaun Watson has no offensive line. It's just bad. And Luck hurt, and, you know, the Jags is trash.
Man. I just, it's some truth to what you're saying. I feel it, but winning the division, Tennessee just ain't got enough for me, man. They ain't got enough teeth. They ain't got enough, man.
Did they pick up Cameron Wake from Miami?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a true statement.
I might give them an extra game. I'm sticking with my 6-10.
I ain't giving them nothing. All right.
Hey, when they play Denver, I'm going to blow up your Twitter, man, because they're going to get you 4-5.
I'll be here.
They're going to have a Nathan Peterman against them.
Oh, wow. Here we go. All right, Glass, what's next, bro?
All right, man. Next up, first off, shout out to the Urban Renter crew. We got the dynamic duo of Diego and Uncle Hate in the building. I see them both up on here on Facebook. Shouts out. All right, man. Next up, we got Indianapolis Colts. Finished season 10-6. The division, they was 4-2.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, top passer, 430 completions out of 639 attempts. Damn. For 4,593 yards, 39 TDs, and 15 interceptions. Top rusher, Marlon Mack, 195 attempts for 908 yards, 9 TDs, 2 fumbles. Top receiver, of course, is T.Y. Hilton, targeted 120 times with 76 receptions for 1,270 yards and 6 TDs. Top defenders, Denico Autry, 9 sacks. Kenny Moore, 3 interceptions. I'm going to put it out here right now, bro. A couple of weeks ago, JB put out his bold prediction. I'm about to put out a bold prediction right now.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
The Indianapolis Colts right now will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Ow, when Luck is out.
Did you?
Okay.
He'll be back in time, man.
Okay. So Anwar says the Colts are winning the division again. Luck will be back. And Diego, thanks for the like and the on the Facebook, man. I definitely appreciate it. Make sure you share that with everybody.
Oh, hey, man, Colts didn't win the division, y'all. Texas won the division. I keep telling y'all that.
Ravens dudes, man. But anyway, Glass, back to what you said. You think you'll get away with You're not gonna get away with this. The Indianapolis Colts are gonna represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. When you got teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Cleveland Browns. I said it.
Man, Cleveland ain't won nothing yet, bro.
Oh man, keep sleeping.
What are you playing? Cards? This ain't won nothing.
I just threw out two teams. I'm telling, I ain't gonna say Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I'm gonna say, well, really, ain't nobody else left. I'm because you got the North, and you got the South. That's pretty much it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The West really ain't popping like that. Well, except for like the Chiefs, maybe. I don't know, but we still ain't talking about Phillip Rivers yet. So I think he might have something to say about that, Glass.
Oh yeah, because JB said they was going to win the Super Bowl.
That's right. They pay Melvin Gordon. The chances go up in the high 90th percentile.
I don't know. Okay, but Glass, you got that on your board. You got that on your board. That prediction.
Oh yeah, it'll be up. You'll see it tomorrow morning.
Because JB done gave one. You done gave. Yep. I ain't gave mine yet.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see. All right. Let me go to the schedule.
All right, Colts gonna go to the Super Bowl if they don't win a division.
You know?
Wow.
Who's gonna lead them there? Tony Brissett, whatever his name is.
Wait. Luck is not gonna be out that long, man.
Huh?
Look, what's the percentage when you go 0-3 of making the playoffs? It drops significantly.
It's pretty low.
Wow. Okay. You heard what? Hey, I'm not changing. That's my bold prediction. Okay. It's recorded. Come back to this in December, January.
That's right. We'll see. Okay.
When you get so many games behind in the Pick'em League, too, right. So I'm going to screenshot all this.
So we got early bye week, week six, right? This one starts off. All the best quarterbacks are coming to play here. We got Phillip Rivers to start things off, which I don't think that's a good thing for whoever going to be starting QB at Indianapolis. Then they got to go to Tennessee, two game road trip. I don't like their chance in either one of those games. Then they got the Falcons coming in there. I don't like that either. Then they got the Raiders coming in. I think they might. They are right against the Raiders, I think. Then they go into KC. Not a good look. First five games, I got them winning one game, Glass. One game. One game, bro.
Chargers might get them. Titans won't. Falcons might get them. Raiders definitely won't get them.
Yeah.
You realize, hold on, Glass, before you go through your spiel, you realize that in Andrew Luck's tenure at the Colts, the Titans have not beat him. You think he's going to start off a new campaign and they're going to take a loss against him again in a new year, first time they see him? I don't think so. 0-5, I like you, Q. I'm going to go ahead and leapfrog you today.
Wow, 0-5. Okay.
0-5.
That's serious business. Okay. Early bye.
Playoff percentage is nothing at that point.
Look, early bye.
You're looking for draft picks at that point, bro. Wow. To replace Luck because he can't stay healthy.
Wow.
Jacoby Brissett going to do his thing. By the bye week, they will be 3-2.
So hopefully Luck will be back after the bye.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the Colts, everybody, the AFC South, the windows are closed all to Jacksonville, to the Titans, and to the Texans. They had a chance. Andrew Luck, he's back. I know he's hurt right now, but they're going to bounce back. They got a quality coach that's up and coming in Frank Reich. Y'all better recognize what I'm telling you. So right now, by bye week, they'll be 3-2.
Okay. Well, JB gave him 0 games. I gave him 1. All right. Listen, then they get ready to take another 3 L's in a row, 2 of them at home against the Texans and the Broncos. Then they got to go and face the Steelers. So that's another 3 losses. They got the Dolphins coming in there. They probably going to win. Yeah, they'll win that game against the Dolphins. They will win that home game against the Jags. I don't even give them – no, because they lost to the Texans at home. They're going to lose to the Texans on the road, too. So I'm going to lose against the Texans as well. Titans, okay, there you go. We'll get the Titans here at home. We'll go on the road and get a road win against the Bucks. And then we get smacked. We're going to lose the last three games of the season. So that gives them a grand total 6-10. 5-11. Let's go 5-11. I go 5-11. Let's do 5-11. Let's make it official. 5-11. Yeah. Listen to this, guys. I say 5-11. Anwar says 12-4. Offense has improved with Campbell and Funches.
Anwar, my man.
Has one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and the young and up-and-coming defense led by Darius Leonard and Hooker will flourish. Colts rosters at the top of the league, too. So he's on the opposite spectrum.
Fans do have some sense every now and then.
I'm just saying. I got him finishing up at the bottom of the division.
Dude, all right. Yeah. Beating the Texans, beating my Broncos. Might lose to the Steelers. They're beating the Dolphins, Jags, Texans, Titans, Buccaneers. Lose to the Saints. Beat the Panthers, beat the Jazz. They're gonna finish season 12-4. 12-4.
You and Anwar, y'all matching up right there. All right, JB, it's up to you, cuz. And we on set. Look, me and Glass and look, we on complete opposite sides of this thing, bro. I'm just saying.
So after I looked at the after the bye week, it looks like they're gonna go on probably like a five or six game winning streak.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that looks like to me they're gonna end up with 11-5 record.
Oh, wow! Yeah, wow. That's, all right. I
don't want to do this because I do not like the Colts or Andrew Luck. Period.
Wait a minute, you had them dropping the first five games before the bye.
That's correct. That's because if Jacoby Brissett is quarterbacking, they're gonna take losses.
So they're gonna win out after the bye.
Not hopefully out. The Saints will probably stop them. You know, on the winning streak they'll be on, but.
I mean, listen, they got Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, but the Steelers are the Steelers that we know.
The same team. Period.
Okay, so I look at the Steelers there, and then there's the Saints in there, and the new look Jaguars, right, with Nick Foles. Nick Foles can win one of them games.
Yeah, on the Jags and the Titans.
Let them know.
Yeah, but that was with Bortles in them. You know what I'm saying? This is with Foles in them. Watch how fast this offense going to be when Nick Foles at the helm.
Was a one-year juggernaut. Luck owned him.
Look, that Jags offense was so slow in the past. It's going to be so fast now. Watch how fast they go. Okay, now I'm looking at this.
Wait,
right.
Did you hear when I said at the beginning that Andrew Luck had 39 TDs last year?
I hear it. And okay, the schedule, man, right. I'm looking at the schedule after the bye, definitely, now that I'm looking at it, it kind of favors them a little bit. I thought they would lose that home game. They probably will still. Okay, I'm going to change it. I'm going to give them the home game against the Texans, right? Like, mm-hmm. That gives them 7. All right? Okay, home game against the Broncos. Okay, I like that one, too. And the Dolphins and the Bucks. Okay, 10-6. I go from where I was to 10-6. All right,
man.
All
right. I'm about to say y'all losing your mind.
There we go. 10-6. There we go. Right. All right. 10-6.
So that takes my tight prediction for them to be the division winner. You know, they probably come up short. It'll come down to them
two
division games, though.
I'm with you.
And if they prove to be stay owned by Luck for 10 years, and then that's on the Titans, though. So it's for them to change that.
Okay. Alright. So we hit down to the last one, man. Alright, Glass. Let's finish strong.
All right, man. We got the Houston Texans won the division last year with a 10-6 record. They finished the division 4-2. Top passer with Deshaun Watson, 345 completions for 505 attempts for 4,165 yards, 26 TDs, 9 interceptions. Top rusher Lamar Miller, 210 attempts for 973 yards, 5 TDs, 1 fumble. Top receiver was DeAndre Hopkins, the number 99 in EA Sports Madden. Yeah. Targeted 163 times with 115 receptions for 1,572 yards, 11 TDs, 2 fumbles. Top defensive players, J.J. Watt with 16 sacks. Justin Reed and Andre Hall with 3 interceptions. Shout out to Andre Hall. Of course, y'all know last year, I think around September, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he just retired in April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
right, so this is a team that the defense was rough. This defense right here now, they I watched them go up against the Patriots, man, and they was able to put hands on Brady. But man, that seemed like it was so long ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it was so long ago. I don't believe in that defense the same way I used to. You know what I mean? I mean, they get a little long in the tooth. You know what I mean? I do mm-hmm. like a lot of the things they got going on offensively, though. I think, you know, with a year, with Watson being back on his leg again, I think we're going to see him start to kind of be a little bit more aggressive like he was in his rookie campaign. Last year, you could tell he was kind of holding back a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be enough to really, really compete in this division like that. But we're going to see. What you think about it, JB?
They didn't add nothing to what they need the most in this offensive line. Now, shout outs to Watson for doing what he was able to do with that shoddy offensive line, but they still didn't address that. And, I mean, they got time, but that's left guard is what they need. They had a viable one, and they don't have it.
Hey, look, man, they did most of their damage when that man was running for his life, Glass. I'm just saying, though, right?
Right.
But also, they end up losing for you know, a whole season at the same time, too. So you definitely don't want to rely too much on that, like the Ravens are doing right now. You don't want to keep running your court. Like, I'm just joking. I know we did that for years in Carolina. I'm just messing with you.
No comment.
No, I was just messing with you. Okay, Glass, let's look at it. Oh, go ahead.
No, I agree with JB. They do know with the offensive line. It's only so much running Watson can do. I think it's going to catch up with him right now. Everybody got the game plan. Lamar Miller, I give him a little. Nah, he an average running back. To get Will Fuller back, I got that. You know, of course, Hopkins, that dude. But I think on defense, the disruption of Jadeveon Clowney's contract is going to mess that up. He ain't going to want to play now after they try to do him. Well, they were trying to get him as a linebacker instead of a tight end.
And he got franchise.
And right. So he going to play. He going to give his best. So I think right now, Bill O'Brien's job is on the line.
Oh, wow.
Put it out there.
Man, that's pretty hardcore, man. All right,
gotta take a squat for a high offensive line and pick.
Let's look at this joint, right? So they start off in the Superdome against the Saints, right? They come home to the Jags, go out to see Phil Rivers and the Chargers. They got the Panthers coming in there, Falcons coming in there, Chiefs and Colts on the road, Raiders in there, and they got the Jags on the road. So they got a bunch of road games early. They only got like three home games, right? Oh, no, they don't think it's split. It's split. Okay, so it's even. It was looking a little rough at first. All right, so early, you know, they got nine games, man. Don't like them against the Saints. I actually like them at home against the Jags, right? Kind of scared for them on the road against the Chargers. I don't know how the Panthers going to hold up against them, you know, in Houston. I don't know. I like Houston. I like Houston a little bit better than I like Carolina so far, because we ain't talked about the NFC South yet. But, you know, I like Houston a little bit better than I like Carolina in this particular situation. Don't like their chance. Well, no. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give them one against Atlanta in Houston. Right?
What?
In Houston.
Okay.
In Houston.
I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? In Houston. Now, if this was anywhere else, you know, I'm going to go out of the limb and give them that game against Atlanta in Houston, right? Definitely don't think they're going to get no win in Arrowhead. The Colts might put one up. I think I did give the Colts this game. We done pretty much done gave the Raiders a really, really, really bad record already. And, since they beat the Jaguars at home, I think they'll lose to the Jags on the road. So I'm gonna go and give them a little bit of a split here. I'm gonna go and give them a 5-4 here. I think it's a nice start. 5-4, Glass.
All right. They're gonna get mollywopped by the Saints in New Orleans. They're gonna beat the Jags. They're gonna lose to the Chargers, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Chiefs, the Colts. They'll beat the Raiders. And they'll split with the Jaguars, so I'm giving 2-7.
Damn. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got the, the NFC South going up in that wrecking shop. Okay.
What's the game left on the first? What's the first eight?
Nine.
All right, so I'm looking at this before they could even think about getting the offensive line situated. So you got Cam Jordan with the Saints, Calais Campbell with the Jags, Melvin Ingram with the Chargers, the Panthers whole unit. Yeah. No pass rushers that I can think of with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Got a pass. Justin Houston is out with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Colts got a pass rushers as a unit. Yeah, it looked bad. So out of the first nine, I'll give them 4 and 5.
Okay, that's what I got.
You don't want to get into a shootout with Deshaun Watson and number 10.
Absolutely.
And so if the pass rush is there for the opposing team, they got a shot.
Wow. Okay, I like that. I mean, that's kind of what, you know, I mean, the Raiders looking bleak. Ain't nobody giving the Raiders ain't getting no love. The Raiders ain't getting
hell
no love.
Hell no. Nope.
The Raiders ain't getting nothing right now.
Of course you wouldn't give them no love, man.
I mean, not glass. Of course not.
Hell, you know I'm not.
All right, so we finish it up again. They're going up to Baltimore after the bye.
Lost.
In November, yeah, I think that's an L for them. They come back home and got the Colts on Thursday Night Football. I think the Colts going to show out. Then they got the Patriots at home. Oh, my God. They got a potential of losing 3 home games in a row. Then they got to go up to Tennessee. Well, they can go on the road and win against the Bucks, right? So you got that right there, right? Wow. Okay, so I gave them 4 games early, and I give them 2 more. That gives them 6 and 10 total. 6 and 10 total, unless the Broncos slip up, you know, and that's that's really the only thing that I can see that, you know. I mean, I don't know who the Broncos are right now. I'm saying, I don't know. All right, JB, where you at?
Man, it does not look good for this team. I would give them just a fair 6 and 10 based on where they at right now. I know Watt and 10 started out this camp on the pup list last week. Yeah. So just for where they at right now and what they did last year, which is basically the same, nothing, 6 and 10 as a whole.
Same thing I got, Glass. What you got, cuz?
Man, shoot. They about to run through a gauntlet right there. I'm gonna give them a game somewhere. I'd probably the Titans games after the dust settle. I'm gonna give them 6 and 10.
6 and 10.
you drummed that up like you was about to say 9 and 7.
I know. I know, right? For real. Okay.
He giving them 6 and 10 too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So after all that junk that we was talking early in the show, it turns out that JB and Anwar. Well, correct. Don't we got the Colts winning the division? Is that correct?
That's what. No, I said the Colts was going to win the division. I don't know. Well, I said they're going to the AFC Championship.
I was thinking about the records that we gave them, right? So I think by the tally, they got the most games, right?
Yep.
All right. So then there was we got the Colts winning the division, and we also have the Titans coming in second. Is that right?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, right? Possibly.
And then the Colts and then the Jags at the bottom? Is that right?
That's no, right. Colts, Titans, Texans, then Jags.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like that. I guess we can agree on that.
So we're saying goodbye to Bill O'Brien. And
yep.
I like Bill O'Brien, though. I like him, though. So Anwar said Texans finished 7-9. Offensive line is still in shambles. Hopkins is going to have to carry the load again because Fuller can't stay healthy. And the secondary is questionable. Yeah, I agree with that. So, look, like I said, we started the show talking about how the Texans, they used to win this division by default. You know, they're going to work for it this year, man. And I just
people tired of seeing them win by default, go to the playoffs against the likes of the Patriots and get smoked.
Like, I know. I mean, it happened all the time. They win the division every year just because they are who they are. And in the first round, they get smoked, just like the Kansas City Chiefs used to. But the Kansas City Chiefs got a chance now to actually really take that division over. But, you know, but before, they used to just waltz in there and just get whacked, man. You know what I mean? So before we go to put everybody over, we have to go and decide on the NFC division for next week. So far we have three. We got the South, the East, mm-hmm. and the North, right? Because we did the West first, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay. So I vote. I might as well go ahead and peel the scab off now. NFC East. What's in the NFC East? Yeah, let's do that because that's Dallas and them, right? And
let's go East.
I like East. Yeah, I like East. I agree. Okay, so we'll do East. So next week will be the NFC East. We'll talk about the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and whoever the other team is. I always forget. Who was that?
Giants.
Who?
Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Washington.
No, they're Washington, right. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, that's what we do next week. We'll do the NFC East. Should be fun. Should be a whole lot of fun. It should bring some people out to woodwork because now we're starting to get into some of them exciting divisions and whatnot. Get some of them humdrum divisions out of the way. Look, fellas, I think we got the audio straightened out. We got the Urban Arena stream straightened out. Again, I'm going to give a shout out to everybody who stopped through on whatever platform you stopped through on. But make sure you hit us up on the other ones, too. So if you came in on Twitch, go ahead and follow us there. But also subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also go over to Urban Arena and join up on that group over there as well. And vice versa. If you're on Facebook, go check out YouTube, go check out Twitch, and so on and so forth. Fellas, it was good. I think we finally starting to iron these kinks out of the show. We are almost in regular season form. How y'all fellas feeling?
Beautiful.
Good. All right, JB, go ahead and put yourself over for the fans, man. Let everybody know what's going on with you.
All right. Show 3 of Divisional Breakdown. Glad to be here. Sorry about last week, folks. We had some real life things happening for some of us. Anyhow, you can always find me here on live on Wednesday nights or on Twitter as Raven Shogun.
Beautiful stuff. All right, the journeyman. The Sage is for. What's happening? Go ahead and put yourself up, home.
All right, man. If y'all don't see me, this is your boy Glass, a.k.a. The Sage of Sports. If you don't see me here with my brothers here, JB, Big Q, you can follow me on Twitter, at Sage of Sports 1. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, The Sage of Sports. If you want to hit me up, get in contact with me, email me at thesageofsports@gmail.com.
And in closing, the next time anybody wants to get into a Twitter debate with any one of us, I know JB like to change his Twitter account. Not Glass done changed his, but one thing will always be constant. Your boy Team Boy at Team Boy TV is always going to be the same, but I had to actually tag y'all's new handles because people wanted to call y'all out. So I just wanted to make sure they were calling the right people out. So there you go. It's at Raven Shogun and at Sage of Sports 1. I'm your boy Big Q. It's been real. Anything else you got to add to it, Glass? Oh, I don't know. I got the email, but I don't think I've signed up yet. I will do that when we get off the show tonight. Go ahead and put that over too.
Hey, shout out to Urban Arena, Team Board TV, AA Sports, Uncle Hate, Diego Dabrishnikov. Let's do this.
Oh, and again, the invitations for the Pick'em League have been out. And if you guys have, go ahead and share them with other people. Want to see the league grow a little bit. Share them with your loved ones and your peoples. It's a fun thing we do every year, man. Bragging rights. It's good stuff. The competition is fierce. We love it. So, yeah, let's try to see if we can get at least 25 more people to join up this year.
Gotcha.
Let's do that. Well, it's been real, fellas. It's been a nice one. I'm glad y'all was able to come out today. And we will catch y'all next week for the NFC East. Right?
Yep.
Take it easy. Peace.